Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Are we live? We're live.
Are we live? We are live.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
That is right.
What's a live segment without technical issues around here? My goodness. Hi, everyone. Hello. Happy day 88. Did you pop on without me at first?
No, I didn't. I waited patiently. I wasn't going to steal the show.
Because that's always fun, that awkward, hello. Hi, everyone. Day 88. Well, we have a treat for you today. Tanya Gelsomino, everybody. She is our resident fashionista around here. So where should we start? We should probably start with a little bit about you, because we have, of course, as every group, thousands of new members who maybe aren't familiar with you, and they're like, who's this skinny bitch going to tell me what to wear? But that's not the case at all. I mean, you are a beautiful skinny bitch, but and you're not a bitch. You're a lovely person. Let's just start this whole thing over again.
I am a loser, so I have tons of experience with the program. I lost 55 pounds myself over two groups.
Yeah.
So I myself experienced losing weight, going through the process of my wardrobe changing, all the ups and downs, the emotions of maintenance. So really, I resonate with so many of the group members because I am still active in the group. I've been there, I've done that, and I'm such a fan and of this program. And I am a proud, proud, proud Libby loser. So I'm also a fashionista on the side. So I get to live out both worlds all at the same time and live the benefits of really living that healthy, happy, get ready in the day, wake up, feel good, look good, go about your day lifestyle and take advantage with all the cute clothes I get to wear. So did we lose Gina again? Can you hear me, Gina?
Well, yeah, and you do that quite publicly over on your Instagram account. So you have your Yaya account, which is your store account, which you're always sharing, you know, your outfits and fashion advice. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? It seems to be cutting in and out a bit, but I think it's fine on everybody else's end. I think we're good. Can you hear me?
Okay, I agree. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure it's not my connection and everything is good here. We'll leave it up to the guys. If they want us to jump off and jump back on, they can put a little note in the screen. Experiencing about an 8-second delay. Oh, that's going to be fun.
It is what it is.
Okay. I'm going to let you talk then, because you're always sharing over on your Instagram account. You have your Yaya account for, you know, fashion and tips, and I love it, but more so your personal account. You're always sharing, your experience doing the program. So maybe talk a little bit about your experience. How many programs did you do? Was it an easy peasy journey? Maybe share a little bit about that.
I think for me, I did two programs. I lost 55 pounds. So the in-between, if you're new to the program, don't be afraid about it. I know it's coming up. I was very successful. I was so afraid and I was very successful losing 8 pounds. And then I think another 5 after the second program. So in between, I still lost weight, even and I was very loosely doing the program. It was easy for me for the most part because I was so dedicated. But then the maintenance part of it, sometimes it does get to you. You start, if you're very successful, typically, I think in the groups, the maintenance part could be a challenge because you got to catch up to the emotions behind it. Where you want to be in your weight. Are you happy with where you are? Do you need to go for more? Are you okay? Maybe 5 to 10 pounds heavier than your lowest low. So I think the maintenance part of it, it's been about a year and a bit for me. it's really a process. I mean, it's made me learn a lot about myself. But I've been having fun with it, and I feel really good knowing I have the tools. And I'm just here doing my very best to survive. I mean, I think we all are doing that. And yeah, I'm having fun. I love it. The program is fantastic. I loved it. I still love getting myself back on track because I always feel my best. And I think that resonates not only with my body, but throughout every single part of my life, right? And it's just a trickle effect. Delay again. Gina, can you hear me?
Okay. So this 8-second delay is weird. So here's what I think, Tanya. You are amazing. And I think that you should just take this whole thing and share everything that you want to share. Because we've done this before, and rather than this back and forth, obviously we won't be able to do, but we will do it again another time. Why don't you talk about what you want to share? How losing weight, you know, it's not just about finding new clothes. It's more than that. It's embracing who you are. It's trying to discover who you are after making all of these changes. So I'm going to leave this to you. You can flip on the comment section. Yeah, you can flip on the comment section. It's right on the right side if you want to take some questions. Are you okay with that? Give me a thumbs up if you're good with that.
I'm good. Thumbs up.
Okay. All right.
Thumbs up.
Take it away.
Okay. So let's go for it. So first of all, I lost my weight pretty publicly. And one thing that was really helpful, to be honest, was the community. So I think just having this community to lean on first and foremost has been absolutely incredible. And I think that was a big part of me having so much success, is I feel like I have so many friends in this community day in and day out. I'm just so excited to meet you guys and hear your stories. And honestly, some of you have come to me and said that I've influenced them in certain ways, and I feel the same right back at all of you. So first of all, fashion. Just like Gina says, the program is a guideline. There's no rules. It's the same thing for fashion. Anything that I say today is really more of a guideline. It's really more just to give you some examples and some ideas of how to dress, what to look for, how to kind of help you make it a little bit easier. Fashion, first of all, is all about having fun. Fashion is just about playing up your favorite features. It's supposed to be something that makes you feel good. It's a form of your self-expression. It's joy. It sparks creativity. Fashion is such a big tool. And I think that now that many of you have lost your weight, or maybe you're down 20 pounds, 10 pounds, you're feeling a certain way. And I think that it's a great time to really look now at other ways that you can level up. So dressing yourself is definitely a part of that. So what I wanted to talk about is a little bit about body shapes and also about the capsule wardrobe. So today I did post a try on where I created my own little capsule wardrobe. You could see that on our Yaya & Co Instagram and my own Instagram feed. But let's talk body shape. So there's about four body shapes. You have the pear shape, you have an hourglass shape, you have the more athletic body, and then you have an apple shape. So again, these are guidelines. Some people don't fall into one of these specific categories at all. They may actually fall into a variety and a mix and match of them. So just knowing a little bit more about your shape is a really good way to start. So let's talk about me for a second. So I identify more as a pear shaped. So pear shape technically is narrower shoulders and a little bit of a wider, fuller hip. So you get that pear. And for me, this helps me identify maybe what pieces might look good on me. So in my case, I am smaller on top, so I can go for more fitted pieces, higher jeans, higher waist, belts. These things are all going to accentuate my waistline and bring attention to smaller areas. So this is kind of a good starting point to where I want to go. Now, let's say that you're an apple shape, a little bit fuller on the top, smaller on the bottom. Typically, your shoulders are wider than your hips. That is also a beautiful shape. And what's fun about that, you can definitely have fun with flowier tops, A-line pieces. Typically, people with an apple shape have great legs. That's something I aspire to have one day. You can definitely wear more minis, shorter hemlines, a nice pair of skinny jeans or something really nice and slim on the bottom, and then play with these really comfortable, flowy tops. I think that is such a fun shape to play with. And then if you do want to add a waistline, typically an apple shape doesn't have one, but you can add a belt. I mean, it's all about creating shape, creating the look that you want, right? So let's talk about hourglass. Think Kim Kardashian, larger bust, larger hips, and a super tiny waist. This is a shape you want to embrace, always showing off that tiny waist, fitted tops, higher bottoms. That again, dainty little pieces. You can work with beautiful V-necklines. That's always going to be great because it'll show off your bust. And then you have the athletic body. So I've heard so many people say, I'm square. And the first thing people do is say the things they don't love about themselves. But I think that you have to remember every single body is really beautiful. And you actually get to take advantage of like creating shape and creating a look that you love based on the features you already have. You have to find the beauty within yourself at your current weight right now. So let's say an athletic body, you really do have the option of showing off your top or showing off your bottom. So let's say I wore a more fitted top, I can play with a larger bottom. But let's say I wanted a looser top, more flowy, longer, more boxy, I play with a slimmer pant and I'm creating shape wherever I want to create shape. So essentially, it doesn't matter which body shape you are or which combination of body shapes you are. At the end of the day, this is just a beginning guideline to try to help you get where you need to be. And I think you just have to remember, your body is always going to change in some way. And you're going to go through different phases in your life. Maybe you're the weight you are right now that you want to be. That's your forever weight. Finally and forever, here I come. Maybe you're still losing. But you have to, at the end of the day, forget about 6 months from now. Forget about 6 months prior. Just really look at yourself today. Because I think that dressing your body today is the most important starting point. You don't want to worry about tomorrow right now. You want to look good and feel good. And that's going to help you continue to find success. I can look back at myself. I remember I had this pair of jeans and I was shrinking and shrinking and shrinking to the point where my jeans looked horrendous on me. They were falling. They were just no bueno, no good. And I think at some point I had to say, no, I really need to get a pair of jeans that is going to look good on me, make me feel good. Let me see myself in the body that I am today and help me visualize how I'm looking. And that's going to help me take those next steps. Not stick, like, you don't want to be stuck. Don't be stuck in where you were. Don't be afraid. Gina's provided you with the tools. So I think that that's the coolest thing is that now we have tools, right? And we've really been working not only on our physical appearance, but a lot of the therapists and the guest speakers have been helping us really work through the issues and associations that do come with weight loss. There's a question from a Facebook user. How do you overcome the part of your brain that tells you not to buy the size medium when you've always been a large or extra large? It took me months to go out and buy a new pair of jeans and shirt that actually fit me. It is so hard. And it's probably something that never really goes away because you second guess yourself. But going back on that, you have to take the plunge. Okay. You have to believe that you are that size. And you have to buy clothes that fit you properly. And we're going to talk about really a capsule wardrobe. So people are going to say, well, I've lost 40 pounds. I'm not ready to buy clothes because I want to lose another 10. I'm not sure where I'm going to be. People want to maybe think that you know, they're going to gain the weight back. And they're afraid that if they buy smaller clothes for their size now, it's just going to end up at the back of their closet and they're going to go right back to their old clothes. So it's definitely not easy. And it's something that you have to really look at very objectively. So let's say that you came to me, and let's say that you aren't your perfect weight yet, but I'm meeting you for the first time and you say, Tanya, I'm going to an event. I need an outfit, or I have an interview coming up and I want to look good. For me, it doesn't matter that you're not at your ideal weight. It doesn't matter the emotions behind all of that. Maybe you just had a baby. Maybe you're not where you want to be. Maybe you're not happy with yourself 100% yet. But for me, I don't have those emotions in that moment for you. I can relate to you. I definitely use that to foster my motivation and enthusiasm for you, because I do want to get that confidence out of you. But I'm really looking at dressing you very objectively, because I want to say, she has a problem. She wants a solution. Let's do the work and find what we need to find for her to walk out of here feeling like $1 million. So someone else said, I'm afraid to try on the jeans that I purchased before starting the program. I think it's a fear of what if it fits, even though I am down 23 pounds. Congratulations. Clothes scare me. Big sweaters. Where did it go? Big sweaters and yoga pants are my life, and that is okay. So I'll tell you my own personal story. Program two, it was fall and I didn't have any jeans that fit me. So I bought a pair of jeans and I knew that I still had like 15 or 20 pounds to lose. But I didn't have jeans and I needed jeans. So if you need something, you should buy it. You shouldn't just live in misery in a tight pair or an overly loose pair because like we shouldn't be struggling. Okay. And then as the program went on, I didn't lose any weight second time around. And I think that that's one of the key factors. Do not get discouraged if you don't lose weight on your second program or even on your first at the beginning. If I did not buy those new jeans, I may have not noticed how much my body transformed. Because I had those fresh, brand new jeans that fit me, I noticed they got so loose. And I'm like, wow, I did not lose 1 pound, but look, I went down 2 jean sizes in a group without losing any weight. It was fantastic. So I definitely encourage you, don't go out and buy 3 pairs of jeans when you're in the middle of losing. Just buy one. Buy one. Okay. And a lot of you are like, I still live in my tights, 10-ish pounds to go, terrified of bright colors. That's one of my biggest struggles. And I thought when I get out of the plus sizes, I thought I would look forward to shopping for clothes, but still nope, it's a process. So let's take a second and I want to talk about how you can build a wardrobe that works for you. We want to talk about the capsule wardrobe. So essentially what that is, it's just a small amount of clothes that you have that you can mix and match. These are pieces that you love and it'll give you a lot of longevity in your closet. So my rule of thumb, let's say 8 tops, 4 bottoms, let's say 2 dresses, and you can do like 5 pairs of shoes. Okay. So let's just start there. And before we go in a mall, before we go shopping, we're going to go in our closet. Okay. Now, the closet, we need to take a day and really look at this objectively. Don't go in with emotion. I want you to really think about it for a second. So our closet is full of stuff. And I bet you, you're only using 10% of what's in there. And day after day, you're always kind of reaching for the same pieces. Now, we go through a variety of stages in our life and different phases, different seasons, and you want to make your closet easy peasy. Okay, so the first thing I would do is really, whatever's in season, try it on. Now you're going to say, why would I try on my clothes that I know won't fit me? Well, maybe they do fit you. Maybe you're waiting to be 130 pounds and you're still 150 pounds, but those 130 pounds jeans actually fit you today. And you might be pleasantly surprised. So there can be some wins in there. So I definitely think that it would be worth trying things on. Now, the other thing is, let's see those tiny, teeny, tiny little denim shorts. Those, you know, those little ones or those super low rise jeans that we wore in high school. I know me and Gina had a whole conversation on the low rise jeans, you know, butt hanging out, like, so like, I can't even fathom trying something like that on today. And I'm sure many of you feel the same. But if it's your thing, by all means, if you can rock them, go for it. But realistically, when you're holding those jeans or those little jean shorts, are you wearing those again? Do you have the capacity to get into the size? Like, do you want to be that size again? Does it suit your lifestyle? Like, maybe I wore those pre-children and that's just not my thing anymore. I'm not going around with things hanging out. Maybe I prefer the high rise now. So you're going to say, well, I can't just throw things in the garbage. No, don't throw it in the garbage. You can donate it if you really feel it doesn't serve you. If you're not sure, put it in a bin, label it, put it away, out of sight, out of mind. The next summer, when it comes around, open that bin and revisit those items. But for now, because it is not something that you need right now, I would just put it away. So the droopy drawers, yeah, I love that.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Low-rise jeans suits no lifestyle. You are right. I love these. This community is so fun. So, okay. So we're gonna get rid of what doesn't suit us, and we're gonna keep doing process of elimination, finding your favorite pieces. What are your real go-tos? Okay, just eliminate, and it might be daunting, and it might look like very little at the end, but these are gonna be the clothes that are gonna bring you happiness. I can promise you. Now, what about those giant clothes? Because I know you're going to say, okay, there's the small clothes that don't fit. What about the giant clothes, the oversized clothes? Well, really, to continue to wear giant oversized clothes is not doing anybody justice. While they might be comfortable, really they're not showing your figure. They're not making you feel beautiful. They're just big oversized clothes. So we can tackle this in two ways. And this is more of a mental thing. So if you fluctuate, which I do fluctuate. So I have many sizes of jeans in my closet, and that's totally okay. If you fluctuate, you can keep the clothes because you know, okay, like sometimes I'm a little bit more, sometimes less. My weight goes up and down within a range, and sometimes I'll feel more comfortable wearing something a little bit looser, not my, you know, tiny skinny jeans, right? But if you're holding on to those clothes because you believe that you will be back in those clothes, and those clothes are going to be your size again, and all the work that you have done and all the time that you have spent getting to where you are today is just going to go down the drain, I really want you to think about that for a second. What are those clothes saying to you, and really, why are you holding on to them? Do you not have confidence in the time that you've spent and the work that you've done already? And that is something I know I struggled with. And sometimes I do still go through those, like, will I ever go back to where I was? It's really scary, especially if you've been a yo-yo dieter your whole life. You're never 100% confident that you will stay where you were. And I think that those clothes can really be a mental block for you. And you really have to think if those need to stay in your closet. Now, again, it doesn't mean you have to get rid of them, put them in a bin, get them out of sight, out of mind, because you don't want to give yourself permission to just go right back and take away from everything that you have done so far that you should be so proud of. Guys, this is week 12. I think day 88, Gina mentioned. Day 88, you are still here. You are still showing up for yourself. That is not easy. Life is not easy. And to still be showing up every day for yourself, especially those of you who have done 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 programs and you're still showing up, whether you've lost 150 pounds or 10 pounds, that is, you should be so proud. And this is a moment to like really celebrate and have fun. Like, you know, you've done the work. My time coming on here is not supposed to be something serious. It's supposed to be something fun. So let's stop the anxiety, stop the fear. Let's just have fun. Okay. This is a chance for you to really just celebrate your wins, celebrate yourself, celebrate your body, and be so freaking proud of you. Okay. Because when you put on something that you feel good in, just for a second, like close your eyes and think, okay, like, what is my favorite thing to wear? What is my favorite dress? My favorite top? How do I feel? That's something you want to really take advantage of and find more pieces that make you feel like that. Because just think of the mental note. When you have something on that you love, you feel good in, when you go for that interview, you're going to get the job. When you go out to meet friends, you're going to be sitting up tall, enjoying the moment, being present. When you go to a wedding and you're a guest and you're wearing a dress that you feel confident in, no matter your size, think about what that does. You're going to be on that dance floor. You're going to be making conversations, making connections, smiling, taking photos. Like, this is a chance to just take everything you've done, dress the part, feel good, and just go. And this is so important. With another user, create a new experience for yourself. For me, taking the plunge and trying on the smaller size was actually quite liberating. Yes. After fighting it for so long, it allowed me to erase the last negative experience I had burned in my brain of trying on clothes and having to keep going up in size with a positive experience of trying on smaller sizes that I knew would fit. I lost 35 pounds and that at that point, hello. Yes. I just got goosebumps. That feeling is so incredible. So that's why really creating a wardrobe, you shouldn't be struggling. You shouldn't be struggling in the tight jeans. You shouldn't be struggling in the frumpy clothes. Find things that are going to fit you now, because believe me, you deserve it. So again, 8 tops, 4 bottoms, 2 dresses. Make sure these items are going to mix and match. If you can do that, that's 8 times 4, which is 32. Plus the 2 dresses, that's 34 outfits. That takes you an entire month of outfits with like very little pieces. What was that? 12, 13, 14 pieces. So really think about it like that. And a lot of the pieces you probably already have in your closet. You can shop your closet first. And then if you are missing something, go out and buy it. If you need shorts, buy the shorts. Why are you suffering? You know what I mean? You don't have to blow the budget. And I think one thing to think about is really, am I at my forever weight? How am I creating my closet at my forever weight versus how am I creating my closet at my transitional weight? Because a lot of you are still losing. So if you're losing quite rapidly, really stick with maybe a few less items, buy a few at a time. You don't have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Stick with pieces that, you know, my top pieces are definitely like a high waist pair of jeans, a nice belt, anything like really stretchy. Knits are really good. Anything that kind of can work with you, stretch with you, because believe it or not, to go down a size, you need a solid 10 pounds. And unless you're losing like 10 pounds a week, I mean, you can probably get quite a good wear, like almost a full season or half a season. So I wouldn't be so afraid to invest in something. Now, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Fashion changes all the time. So we have the benefit of having like kind of like a fast fashion. You can thrift, you can secondhand, you can swap with a girlfriend. You know, you can also tailor pieces. I know for men specifically, I don't want to leave men out. Men typically have a very similar style time and time again. I know women's fashion changes a little bit faster, but if you have a great suit, nice shirts, I mean, get them tailored. It's probably a lot cheaper to have them tailored specifically to look great on your body than just buying a whole new suit. So I definitely think tailoring is worth it in some cases. So what about the season? Someone is asking, how do the piece numbers fit into the different seasons? Well, I definitely think some things are completely transitional. A pair of jeans, a trouser, some of your basic tanks. Now you can maybe layer with sweaters, jackets, blazers on top to make them seasonally appropriate. But I think that if you're sticking with a color palette that is very similar. Now, okay, don't hate me. If you love prints, patterns, color, and that makes you happy, go out and wear those things and feel confident. That's what it's all about. But for the purpose of longevity, for the purpose of looking slimmer, if you're sticking with neutrals and basics and things that are very much so in a color palette, so let's say white, black, and gray, or white, nude, and black, or something, or you could even do like navy, olive, and cream. Let's say that you find your palette that works for you that can really mix and match with each other. You're just going to get so much longevity from it. And it also like creates a very monochromatic look, which is more slimming as well, because sometimes you're not, I am not exactly where I need to be weight wise, but I've learned now through trial and error, what can make me look slimmer and feel more comfortable in my body because I've practiced, I've tried it on, I've seen what works, what doesn't work. Okay. Someone said, I love neutrals, but I also love colors. So I also have been a girl who loves color. I always dressed up as if I was going to a wedding every day of the week. Since I've become a mom, I think I've become a little bit more conscious of budget. So although I work in the fashion industry, I do need to try to look good every day and show up to work. So I don't want to blow the bank with pieces that are just a one-time wear or something that is too common that you're going to say, oh, she already wore that. So that's why I kind of stick to those neutrals. Let's see what else. Let's see. I love shopping for clothes at Costco. So cute. Prints make you look larger. Some prints do make you look larger. Best to maybe sometimes do like a smaller print. I think that's helpful. I'm down 29 pounds and still need to lose another 20, 30 pounds. I know I need new pants, skirts, shorts real soon, but I need to know that someone will tell me honestly how things fit. And I'm not a fashionista. So if you are local to the GTA, Niagara region, we are located at Heartland Town Center in Mississauga, in Vaughan Mills, and also Niagara-on-the-Lake. So if you're local, come in and you can tell us what you're looking for. We could really dress you up. And I know we've done that with tons of Libby Losers. It's so fun for us. We go in with no judgment. We just want you to feel good. You don't have to buy everything. It's just a good opportunity to have fun, dress well, get those endorphins, feel good, look good, do a little shimmy shake in the mirror, get those good feelings, right? If you are not local, I know there's people from all over the world listening, follow an influencer that's your size. Look on Pinterest. I know that a lot of times, like as much as I work in the industry, I look to other influencers and see what they're wearing. And more specifically, an influencer that is in your size now, not someone who is 6 months from now your size or the size you hope to be. You can follow them too, but really if you want inspo, really look at people with your same body type, someone that resonates even with your lifestyle. I think that matters too, what's in your wardrobe. If you are a athleisure person, you work out a lot, you don't have to go to the office, I think that's going to affect what you choose. If you're a corporate person, that's going to affect, you'll probably have more blazers, more trousers, the footwear you choose. I mean, some people love heels. They want to wear them every day. Maybe the five pairs of shoes are going to be all heels. For me, I'll have one heel. And then I really work with a loafer, a ballet flat, a sneaker, a sandal. So you want to have versatility. And remember, I mind blown, accessories have no size. Accessories have no size. So if you are not sure about what to do because you have a changing body, accessories have no size. Just think of a plain top, simple bottom, add a belt, add an earring, add a fun purse, buy your favorite pair of shoes, something you love that brings you joy and happiness, and put that together with the most simple pieces and watch your wardrobe transform. Accessories have no size. And you don't have to be afraid that you will outgrow them. Okay. Let me see. So someone is saying that I only wear black pants, and one of my friends is always on my case about it and tells me I should wear color, but I have big legs and black works best to hide the imperfections. She doesn't get it. I completely understand. If you are hippier on the bottom, just like me, I do tend to go for more solid, darker bottoms, and that does help slim. And remember something, we're all going to have a difference of opinion when it comes to fashion. Like I just said, wear the black bottoms. If you are comfortable and that makes you feel confident, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I personally would recommend also darker bottoms if you do have a fuller hip and thigh. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can bring color into your wardrobe through your accessories. Buy colored shoes, a colored purse, a colored jacket. You can just use your color. It's just like your house, right? You don't necessarily want your house to be an explosion of color. Maybe you're going to style it neutral, because neutral is more timeless. But through seasons, through trend, you can bring in pillows and you can bring in a fun duvet or an accent vase or colored candles or something that has color. These are your accessories. So you can bring playful items into your accessories, bold items that are going to show your personality. Just bring life to any outfit, but still stick to your super neutral clothes that are going to extend in your wardrobe. Okay. Let me see what else here. I miss Gina's voice. Gina. Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh, amazing. Some people are saying they came to visit us at Vaughn Mills. That is amazing. Guys, Gina is in Mexico. How jealous are we? I have snow outside my door. So, I mean, one of my biggest struggles I say with wardrobe is that you want to dress for the season, but the season doesn't come. Like, come on already. Let's move it up. I have some cute shoes and sandals I want to wear, but we keep getting the snow and everything. So, okay. So what else do we really want to know? Let me see. Mixing and matching. That really, at the end of the day, guys, I think we talked before about dopamine dressing, and I know I'm probably almost out of time. Dopamine dressing. So what is that? It's really dressing in a way that brings you joy. So really, really remember, at the end of the day, like, you are so beautiful and you have something about yourself that someone else doesn't have. You are you, no matter what you look like right now. I know as women, especially, we go through so many changes over the years, whether we've had children, whether just hormonal changes, things like that. And it's always going to be a challenge. But I think if you really just remember, at the end of the day, you should not be struggling with your fashion. It should not make you feel bad about yourself. That is why it's just really important, I think, just for our mental health too, is to start with really decluttering. It's part of our life too. I know we neglect it, but you know, our kids grow out of their sizes and we don't send them out with tight, short pants. So why should we do that? You know, why shouldn't we look at ourselves and feel good? And I know that when I put on something I love, just the way that resonates through every single thing that happens in that day, you just stand taller, you're more confident. And I really, really believe that that's going to help you in your everyday life. So fashion may seem like such a playful topic, but I think at the end of the day, deep down, this can really be a source of joy for us. And something that we actually can do for ourselves and be creative and get out there, go shopping. I've said it before, go shopping, try different companies. Everything fits a little bit different. Go out and try it on. You don't have to always online shop. That's really like a guessing game. Go out, try it on. Have fun with styles you might have not even tried before. I mean, maybe you always wanted a crop top and that's super intimidating for you, but maybe now you can wear it with a little bit of tools, get that high waist jean, try that crop top, and you might even be able to do it without a belly. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. You know what I mean? We've all gone through it. We've all wore the low rise jeans. We've all wore the short shorts. We've all been 17, we're shopping, you can shop at the dollar store and look great, right? But now it gets more challenging. But in that challenge, you can really find yourself. And I think that like style evolves, we evolve, our life changes, we go through different seasons. And I think that it doesn't have to be as intimidating. And a lot of times I tell people, okay, this is really beautiful, come and try it on. And they right away tell me, no, 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 no. And it's really about breaking down the barriers that limit us, right? I think just putting it on sometimes, like that one group member said, like it was that one positive experience that totally erased all the years of negative experiences constantly going up and close. And just food for thought. Yesterday, I put on a size 26 jean because that fits big. And the next day I put on a size 29 jean because it fits small. And I didn't change three sizes in one day. I'm the same. And nothing happened that changed me. I just woke up and the jeans fit different. So don't look necessarily at the size. No one is going in your shirt to look at the label. Buy something that fits. And don't buy something that's too small, hoping you're going to fit in it. And don't buy something that's too big because you're looking to hide. Buy the right size. I can promise you what is going to happen after you do that. You come back and you tell me. You tell me. So Tanya recommended the capsule method for me. And this winter was the first time I had zero stress with my closet. It was super easy to dress for any occasion. I love it so much. I went to Yaya in Niagara and Tanya and the team were amazing. See, that is why I show up every day. Because I think that I always loved fashion, but I love helping people a lot more. And I think that fashion is a lot deeper than just clothes. It is just so much more. And it is just an opportunity to really have fun and be playful. And you don't need to follow rules. Do what you want. Wear what you want. Go try on the jeans. Just try them on. Try them on. Try different styles. Someone said to me, you always look good. But it's not like I just walk in the store and things magically look good. Sometimes it takes work. I know what works for me. So start by looking into body shapes and which one you are. Start by recognizing, well, I love my collarbone, or I love my legs. I have great legs, or I got a nice chest. You know, what do you love? I have a nice tush. What is it that you love? And what pieces of fashion are going to accentuate that? And I always say, like, you just want to draw the eye to the part that you love. The key is to finding how you can accentuate the best features, play up your favorite parts of yourself, have fun, look good. And that is it, guys. You've done the work. And I think that at the end of the day, you should be smiling. So don't be afraid. And if you want my help, you can find me at the stores. You can DM me. I'm always happy to give suggestions. Look at my stories from today. I really walk through different pieces and why I chose them. That could really give you guidance. And yeah, I'm so sad that I don't have Gina's voice today. I was looking so forward to having this conversation together, but I appreciate that she trusted me enough to spend an hour talking all on my own, which I know I don't have any problem with. But oh, I have a code for you guys, LibbyLoser15. That is 15% off your entire purchase. You can use that online or you can come visit us in store, and we will have that valid for the entire month of April. And also we have free shipping over $99 for anybody living in Canada. So even if you are super far away and want to have a little taste of Yaya, I am so happy to ship to you. So, don't be stressed. It is a good day. We are happy. We are going to have fun, and it's baby steps. So if you have any further questions, I mean, I'm always available on socials. You can ask me, and I'm so, so, so honored to be able to answer any of those. So hopefully I did Gina justice and she can go and enjoy the beautiful beach. So that's it. I guess I'll say bye because Gina is on mute there. And you guys have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.